When it comes to stereotypes, Ms. Maarufova, the First Deputy Minister for Support of Mahalo Family, will respond. So, one priority area for us is overcoming stereotypes. And in all of our schools in 8th to 11th grades, the curricula on state law, education and technology includes topics about women's rights and gender equality, civil rights and obligations of minors, the rights of minors under state law, legal responsibility for of minors under criminal law, the rights and obligations under family law, and criminal sanctions for minors. In order to improve its education, we also had a Constitutional Council on equal rights between men and women. We also have a hotline in place in order to develop leadership skills among girls. We work from childhood to overcome these stereotypes, to increase their knowledge as well as their political activity, their spiritual knowledge, their understanding of a healthy lifestyle. And together with the relevant organizations, we've launched a project to hold a student summits. We also have Mahala clubs in schools aiming at girls with lessons in this regard. The Mahalas also have clubs in which we work together with girls. And as for the Ministry of Secondary and Higher Education, we've created consultative councils for equal rights and opportunities of women and men. This is an active mechanism. And in various universities, we've also created centers for study of gender equality, for example, in Fergana. In addition, with regard to strengthening, that is to say, overcoming stereotypes, working with Mahalas, and we have a commission that works to boost moral values, and they work with over 9,000 Mahalas. We have psychologists, activists, sociologists working with us. They work with elderly persons, retirees, that is to say, older persons that have a great deal of experience in this area. And our goal here is to overcome these stereotypes, and to maintain family traditions at the same time, but to overcome harmful stereotypes. To this end, we've established centers by order of the Cabinet of Ministers. So we have centers for training on measures to develop family values and prepare young people for family life. In these centers, we provide support to young people preparing for marriage. And we also work with their parents. We provide them with psychological support for family life, as well as train them in forming a family budget and so on. Thank you for your attention.